welcome to another episode of the Chillcast, or just Chillcast. Mm-hmm. I'm your host, Zachary.
And I'm your other host, Sarah.
Not co-host.
No, just the other host. Yeah, I'm the other one.
We're a little late with this episode.
We apologize.
Sorry.
Halloween has
been a busy time for
us. It's been very busy. Mm.
Did a lot of.
I did a lot of cooking and baking yesterday, so.
Did a lot of driving.
Did a lot of driving.
Sarah?
Yes.
You are an aggressive driver.
Oh boy, this is the episode?
Well, let's talk about driving.
Okay, this is an interesting topic.
You're an aggressive driver, I think.
So
not,
I don't...
Not in your actual driving, but in your personality while you drive.
Yes.
There are, I date two different types of Sarahs. I date Sarah right now, this Sarah.
Hi.
She's very nice. I hang out with her all the time. Mm-hmm. But I also am dating Road Rage Sarah.
Yeah.
Who is the Sarah I meet in the car when she drives. Because I don't have a car.
No.
So this is an interesting topic for me because I don't have a lot of experience of driving. But Sarah has a lot of experience of driving.
Yes.
Angrily. But you don't drive dangerously.
No.
Why are you so angry when you drive?
Because I take driving very seriously. Mm. And when people don't follow the rules of the road, I get very aggressive. Mm. And not like how I drive.
No, you've
just
never like
verbally. I
you've
get
never like
very...
cut someone off.
No.
Or anything like that. You just say many
I
mean
say
things.
I get very colorful with my language. Mm. No, I mean, it's just like people that don't use turn signals.
Yes.
I don't understand. It's part of your vehicle. Learn how to use it. I just don't understand.
Would it anger you if I told you that when I drive, I would forget to use my turn signal all the time?
It drives me insane. That it really does. I don't. It's like.
Yeah.
It's the most basic function.
Well, I'd say like steering, gas, and pedal. Like it brakes.
Okay.
Most basic.
It's top
up
five.
There. Yeah. Yeah.
It is top
you
five
should know how to use them.
On.
I'd be clear. I knew how to use them. I just very loopy, and when I drive, I don't pay. That was my problem. Is I would just,
and that's why I drive.
Yeah.
No, I'm a very focused driver.
What makes you the most upset, though?
People that don't use their turn signals.
Is it really turn signals?
I
no, because I think the thing that makes you most upset
that and when people don't go the speed
yes.
limit. When people don't go the speed limit, it's very annoying. And then when people like, and it goes both ways. Like people that go too fast
or too slow.
And like ride my bumper. I hate that. I hate when you're too close to my car. And then flip side, people that don't know how to drive, like, they're too slow.
Mm.
And it's like, go the speed limit.
That's not what
go
you
the
say.
Speed limit.
That's not what you say.
No, it's not.
This is what she says. I'll recreate it for you. There'll be someone going very slow in front of you. Come on, you. Get the fuck. Move, granny. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
If it's like an old person or if it's like some. Her favorite is, come on, princess.
Yep.
If it's a woman of any kind.
Yep.
It's a their
Let's
princess.
Go,
and
princess.
If it's a dude, it's a jackass.
Mm-hmm.
Or a numbnuts.
Mm-hmm. I have
dumbass.
A variety of terms that I use for people that don't execute turn signals and or use the pedal correctly.
Why do you take driving so seriously?
Because my life is in a metal box and
yeah.
It's very scary. I have been on some interesting roads, whether it's just highways or just back streets. Or, I mean, my mom and dad and I, when we went to Colorado a few years ago.
I've seen that video.
We went on a, well, that wasn't even the video that I'm talking about. It's, there was, so we were in Colorado and there was a high speed pursuit happening on one of the highways that we had to take to get back to the cabin that we were staying in. By the way, this podcast makes me sound like our family's rich. We're not. It was like a once in a like long time thing that we ever
do. Your parents do live in Johnston County, the richest county in Kansas.
They do. They do. But anyway.
And they have a pool.
Okay. All right.
And a three-story house.
Okay. You say three-story. It's a basement in two
It's
levels.
A finished basement filled with guitars.
All right. Anyway. Giving out too much information about my family here. So the highway was shut down because there was like a... It was like a meth lab on wheels that was going high speed chase down
I think
the highway.
That show's called Breaking Bad.
And you know it was. We were actually in Breaking Bad. But anyway, so the highway was shut down, and so we decided, oh, well, there's this, like, side road that we'll take in order to get back to the cabin. Come to find out, we were weaving on the edge of a mountain the entire time. So you would look over on one side, it was just a sheer drop off of a mountain. And then the other side was going up a sheer, you know, going up on the mountain. And it was just, it was the most terrifying thing. My mom was having a panic attack. My dad was the driver. And I'm sitting in the back just like, well, all right, let's ride this one out. Because we couldn't turn around. Mm-hmm. There were other cars coming towards us. So we had to, like, get as close to the side of the mountain that we could while the other car passed on. It was a very scary and very nerve-wracking time. But anyway,
the most dangerous drive you've ever been in?
Probably. That was very scary.
That sounds scary.
My dad's a very good driver, though. He's got some.
He's got a lead foot.
Yeah, he's got
when
a lead
I'm in
foot.
The car with him, he's got a lead foot.
Yeah, that's why he has a fancy car.
Yeah. Yeah, he has a fancy car, huh?
All right, yes, he does have a Thunderbird.
They have two cars, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. I do like that you're like, my parents aren't rich. But.
We're well off, okay?
We're not.
No.
No, we're poor.
We're not poor.
Send us all your money.
Yeah, sponsors, please. Yeah. Sponsor us.
Sponsor us. Have you ever been in a car accident?
I have.
Were you the driver?
Yes.
What'd you fucking do? A serious driver. What'd
so
you do?
I rear-ended someone.
Jesus.
Yes.
How old are you? See, I know of one incident you were in. I'll tell the story real quick before we get to this. Sarah was learning how to drive. Or had just started driving.
Oh, okay, yeah, I guess two
and
if you
Sarah,
count that. But there wasn't another driver.
No, but it's very funny because Sarah was at a gas station and you were in the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm.
You were driving.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you do, Sarah?
I thought that the car was in reverse, and it was not.
No.
It was in drive.
Yes.
And I noticed that the car wasn't going anywhere when I was pushing the pedal, and I was looking in the rearview mirror, and then the next thing I know, the car is accelerating very fast through a fence.
Yes.
And
we've been to that gas
tree.
Station. They have a fence again.
They have a fence again. It's a beautiful fence.
It's a great fence. They named it after Sarah.
No, they did not. I should carve my initials in that.
Yeah.
I feel like Sarah was here.
You rear-ended someone.
And then, yeah, I rear-ended someone. Actually, oddly enough, right outside of that area.
How did you rear-end them? Because you're a very serious driver.
I am a very... Well, and that's part of the reason why now I am a much more serious driver. I used to be a little bit more carefree with my driving. I had looked to the side to grab a drink. I was on my way to work. And when I looked down to grab my drink, the car in front of me had stopped abruptly, and I ended up rear-ending them. The best part, though, was that the person that I rear-ended was a lawyer, and he was driving a Lexus.
Ooh.
No, oddly enough, because I go into hysterics, because that's just my personality, they didn't press charges or anything. His car was barely dented. My car was totaled.
Jeez.
So I totaled my car. I broke my ankle. I think I broke a finger as well. Yeah.
That's the only accident you've caused?
Yes.
That's not bad. That's a pretty good track record. You've only taken out a fence and bumped a car.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. Well, she's forgetting one, though. It's a very small one.
Oh, my little itty bitty fender bender.
The first time we ever went on a date together.
Yeah, we went on a date together. And
our first day, Sarah picked me up.
We
went to a burger place. Had a great time.
It
and then
wonderful.
On our way out, she was, I guess, distracted by me.
Yep, he was just so darn cute.
She backed out and slammed.
I didn't slam.
Destroyed.
I didn't.
She bumped an SUV.
I did. I slightly bumped an SUV.
And then drove away.
And then
And for those listening, that is leaving the scene of an accident. That is a hit and run.
There was no damage on either car.
Which is, I think, illegal.
There was no damage on either car.
I don't know what the statute of limitations on hit and runs are, but if you were in the Kansas City area near Winstead's, a burger joint, and you came out and your car had a little bump on the back.
3 years ago.
Sorry.
Sorry. I'll give you $20 for that little bump.
And if you're a police officer listening to this, that was a joke.
Yeah, none of that was real.
None of that was real. I've been...
Yeah, what's your track record, Zach?
Okay, yeah. So I've actually never caused an accident in terms of like hitting another car or anything like that. The worst thing that I was behind the wheel of was we were coming down a bridge and it had just snowed. It was icy.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost control. And Eli was in this passenger seat because we were going to school. And we spun around and around and around in the... Mm-hmm. But there's no one around. It was in the middle of the morning. That's the worst, like...
It's still spooky. Accident.
Yeah, it's a little creepy. I will say I probably should... I feel like I should have been in more accidents.
From the stories that I have heard about your reckless driving, I don't understand how.
We used to live in Offaly, a very, 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 very small town, and Kinsley, which was a slightly bigger town, and they were separated. We lived in Offaly, and Kinsley was where I went to school. They were separated by about 8 miles, seven mm-hmm. miles, and it was one stretch of highway straight. It would take me about 7 minutes, 10 minutes to drive it,
mm-hmm.
going the speed limit. So I would stay up late because I was irresponsible and wake up early. And yeah, and I would drive that. And there were some times where I remember getting in the car and then I remember coming over the bridge and making the left turn to the school. But I sort of don't remember anything else because I think I might have fallen asleep.
Good.
I was also driving a Firebird, which I had got for my birthday.
Ooh.
And I would go off to this one paved road and try to go as fast as I could.
Mm.
Get it up to like 80.
Mm.
Maybe faster. I won't say.
Boy.
Someone, my mother listens to this podcast sometimes, so I won't say
mm-hmm.
how much faster I went over 80. But
mm-hmm.
The worst accident I've been in was with Freeman.
Mm.
A friend of mine. I was in the passenger seat. He was driving. We were coming back on our way from Dodge City back to Offaly Kinsley. It was dark.
Mm-hmm. And scary and spooky.
And it was near Great Bend for all of you Great Bend listeners out there. No, not Great Bend. Stafford. I forget. Anyways, it was a wide turn. It was a wide turn on the highway, but then it kind of turned sharp. It was like one of those wide turns that towards mm-hmm. the end kind of... Like goes and mm-hmm. turns really
someone
sharp.
Someone didn't quite, you know.
I don't know who the fucking. Right and... Someone on the like when they were making that road, they're like, "All right, and now put this here. That way we can fucking kill some people."
Great.
So anyway, so Freeman comes around that turn and we kind of slow down. No, we don't slow down. And there's a gas station and we want to pull in and get some Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
So he's taking the sharp turn and then we're both like, "Let's go to this gas station." So it's dark and he turns way too fast, way too sharp. And we miss the turn and go right into the ditch, right into a culvert.
Ooh. And
the car, he was very lucky. I hear a cat. Mm-hmm. He was very lucky because all he fucked up was the front kind of part of the car.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to drive it back. But the cops came and they wouldn't let Freeman drive because he has night blindness.
Why was he driving in the first place? Because y'all just really needed those Red Bulls, huh?
No, it's because we were picking up a game. Anyways, so I had to drive a car at night that had its steering was broken. And we were driving and we would be going down the highway and it would occasionally just sharp turn left into mm-hmm. the oncoming traffic.
Great. Great.
You want to know a story about my mom?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Here we go.
Let's get back on this.
We were driving, or she was driving, on a really muddy road.
Ooh.
And she started spinning out with us in the car.
Oh, my gosh.
And we spun out and spun and spun and spun. And she turned left, she turned right, she turned left. She was able to straighten out. But it was like probably a minute and a half of spinning.
Jeez.
In mud. And either side of the road was like a huge ditch. So if we would have been stuck in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I
who's the worst driver you know?
That I know?
Mm-hmm. They might listen to this, but who cares? Name names. personally, you haven't really seen me drive, but I'd say I might be the worst driver.
You know? I mean, from everything that I've heard, I'm going to go ahead and bet that you are. you know, I don't know, because the thing is that usually when I drive, like when my friends and I get together, or even my family and I get together, mm-hmm. I'm usually the one that drives.
But when you're in a car, who have you been in a car with and you're like, I'm very scared. I'm scared. I don't know if I can do this ever again.
I mean, my grandma was fucking terrifying to drive with because she was so short that she couldn't really reach the pedals.
Oh, God.
And then on top of that. So she had, like,
books or something attached to the pedals? Or does she have blocks of wood?
So she had to sit on two phone books to see over the wheel. Now, she had a very old car, one that didn't have all the fancy.
Right, yeah. No power. Yeah.
It was just, there was your seat. Yeah, she had a boat. And so she had to sit on two phone books in order to see over the wheel. And then I feel like she might have been using her cane to push the pedals. I'm not for sure on that.
Jesus Christ.
She was a very short woman.
That's illegal.
And it was very scary to drive with her sometimes.
Here we go, kids.
Yeah, no, it was not fun to drive with her.
Was this the grandma that made that dessert?
Yes.
The surprise.
That disgusting dessert. But we ate it because we loved her.
And you drove her because you loved her.
Yep.
So that's the worst driver?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm trying to think worst driver.
I mean, my dad can be kind of scary to drive with, too. I'm not going to lie.
He's got a bit of a lead foot.
He's got a lead foot, and he doesn't use his turn signal, which
bugs Sarah up. Drives her up a wall.
Man, it does.
If Sarah ends up in hell, I already know her punishment will be
drivers that don't know how to use turn signals.
You'll be in a car.
Internal driving.
Yeah, for the rest of your life, and everyone around you will not use turn signals.
Oh my God. That does sound like hell. I hate it. So do you have a worst, the worst driver?
I'm trying to think. My mom and my dad are both actually really good drivers. I've never been in a car with Eli, but he hasn't really driven much. My brother. Freeman could be scary to drive with.
Mm-hmm.
Freeman had a tendency, he had a lead foot, like your dad, but even more so. And he also was very, he would take turns in a way that made you sometimes wonder if you were going to make this turn.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Okay. So is there anything that when you did drive, was there like a certain thing that scared you the most? Like, did you not like driving at night? Did you not like driving in the rain?
So driving at night is interesting. I have pretty good eyes, I think. In fact, I don't know. Not perfect, but close. When I drove at night one time, it was one of the first times I drove at night. I was driving. And I didn't realize it till about 10 minutes in that I didn't have my headlights on.
That sounds terrifying.
But I could see.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
No, night driving didn't freak me out. The thing that freaked me out the most about when driving were intersections and merging onto highways.
Merging onto highways, I see. Mine is hydroplaning. I am terrified of hydroplaning.
It's not that bad.
It's so scary.
You just spin into it.
I would rather hit an icy patch than hydroplane. I hate hydroplane. I think it's the most terrifying thing in the world. And
a man runs up to you with a machine gun and he's shooting at you randomly. And then you get into a car to escape and it hydroplanes and you freak out.
Freak out, yeah.
Really?
I don't know why, but hydroplaning.
Have you ever hydroplaned?
Probably.
Wait, you have no idea.
I don't
idea.
Know.
So you don't even know what it is?
I don't know.
Do you know what hydroplaning is?
So scary. It's when the water gets like under your tire and you can't get traction.
Yeah. That's not that scary.
It sounds terrifying. I don't like it.
It's like drifting.
No.
Have you ever drifted?
No.
Okay, neither have I.
No.
Sounds fun though.
No. I had a friend that would drive my car. And
he drifted?
He drifted it.
How'd that do with your tires?
Awful.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
Sarah?
Yes.
When you drive.
Okay.
You seem nervous.
I don't, yeah.
No. When you drive, mm-hmm. you don't use your cell phone.
I try not to. Mm-hmm.
But when you see other people use their cell phone.
I fucking hate it. Yeah. It's a trigger. I mm-hmm. hate it. Especially for those, like, okay.
See, yeah.
Okay, so if I am passing
Buckle in, folks.
if I see a car next to me that is on their cell phone and I pass them or they pass me or whatever, and then they get in front of me without using a turn signal, fucking over it. Just over it. Oh, my God. I can't.
Let's put some people on blast, Sarah.
Okay.
You know, there's this stereotype of like, oh, women are bad drivers.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I think there are some bad drivers that are women, but
I think the problem is
there are also
that...
bad men that drive, so who cares?
Yeah.
I think the stereotype of, oh, Asian people can't drive is also fucked up though.
I have never heard that one.
That's a very popular stereotype amongst assholes, and you know. I'll tell you the one stereotype I support. Old people.
Oh, can't drive. Yeah.
Get off the roads.
I feel like at a certain, like...
You need to be retested.
I really do think that at a certain age, you have to go through the testing process.
And you should have, and then after that point, you need every few years, continue.
And not just the paper test.
No, eye like, test and driving test.
You need to do an actual driving test, you know, starting even at age 65. Like, when you retire, you go and you get...
I'd say, 55, you need to have another test, and then every 5 years after that, you need to have some sort of check, just to check on you.
Yeah.
And then once you hit 70, it's every 3 years.
It should be.
And once you hit once you hit 90, you're never allowed to get off the fucking road.
Old people driving might be the worst. My parents aren't quite there yet, but I would. Not be mad if they had to be retested.
No. I think your dad and other people might agree with that they should probably retest old people.
Yeah.
Because, I remember I mentioned this to my grandfather when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, I think old people should get retested and mm-hmm. or you shouldn't even be allowed to drive. He's like, you know, it's my right to drive. And I remember, hey... He didn't like this response, but he was like, that's why I remember saying to him, well, I was told in driver's ed that driving is a privilege. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, no, if you're very old, because I hear the other response is, well, teenagers, they're terrible. They're distracted all the time. And while I agree that distracted driving teenagers that are distracted are bad drivers. If they put their phone down or aren't with their friends, their eyes are fine, their hands are fine, their muscles are good. If an old person isn't distracted, they're still old. Their eyes, especially if they're really old, are bad. It just happens. Mm-hmm. It just happens. Mm-hmm. Your stamina isn't there. Your mental awareness goes down somewhat. Your reaction, mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be mean. That's just the way this works. Babies and old people, you know, it's a scale or it's a curve. You start mm-hmm. off. With poor muscle control and bad vision, blah, 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 and you
better,
end.
And then it goes away again.
When I'm 70 or 80, I don't want to be on the fucking road driving.
Yeah.
And I don't want to kill people. Because that's the other thing. I feel bad. There are old people who get into accidents, mm-hmm. kill some people, mm-hmm. and have to live with that for the rest of their four or five years or whatever they're. But not to be mean to old people.
No,
but it's a danger. And it's getting worse as there's more old people.
Mm-hmm. And just to backtrack a little bit, you know, as a teenager when I was...
I thought you were saying as a teenager. Like, as a teenager. No, when... I, Sarah.
when I was a teenager, now I didn't actually get my license until I was 19, somewhere around there. Jeez. I waited. I was terrified of driving. I was absolutely terrified of driving. And so when I did finally get... Well, no, I had my license in high school. So I guess it was 17.
Yeah.
I guess it was 17 that I got my license. But when I was first driving, I was so terrified of driving that all my focus was on driving. It was on the car and it mm-hmm. was of driving. If anything, it's the young adults. That have the biggest problem with...
Or a young adult.
I am a young adult. No, I'm totally putting this on millennials right now.
You are the worst driver.
When I say that, yes, distracted drivers. That's what I mean. Because they think that they can, you know, do their nails as well as answer an email and be on the phone, like on a phone call and drive a car. And it's like, no, you can't. Pick one and stick with it. Yeah. Preferably driving the car and focusing on that. If you have to take a phone call, I'm going to tell you right now, all these modern phones and all these modern cars connect to each other. Use your Bluetooth.
Well, but people point out even that is distracting.
It can be distracting, but it's not. At least you can have two hands on your car.
This is all solved. Okay, hey, everyone, welcome to my TED Talk.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to solve road violence and death and destruction and car accidents.
Wow, okay, this is a lot of topics in one. Okay, go.
Well, automated driving, autonomous driving, done. Thank you. I'm glad we had this TED Talk. I'll see you guys next year.
But haven't...
Oh, sorry. We're not open for questions?
I thought that there were some automated cars that were kind of coming under some heat because, like, they don't work very well.
Well,
they're out there right now.
Yes, those are different. That's like...
They're also, like, prototypes and probably shouldn't be on the road right now, but they're there.
Okay. So here's the thing. Automated cars aren't perfect.
No.
And they may never be perfect.
I mean, humans aren't perfect either.
That's the thing. If, like, I remember, these are not the exact numbers, but it was something, it was like the average human being, there's like when they're on the road going over the speed of 40 miles an hour, 30 miles an hour, there's like a 27% chance they're going to get into an accident. Like, every human being. Mm-hmm. And that's not taking into account your age, your car, anything like that. That's just base standard. It's like a 20-something% chance you're going to get into an accident. An autonomous car in that same situation, it only needs to be like, even if it's 15%, that's still incredibly better, but it's really more like probably like 5% or 4% chance that it could get into an accident. Mm-hmm. Once we get it to that point, which I think we're basically almost there, that's it. We don't really need people to drive anymore.
I here's another thing.
Thank you for my TED Talk. Thank you, everyone.
That was wonderful. Yeah. Okay, great.
Woo!
All right.
Do they do that at TED Talks?
I don't think so.
Oh!
I really don't think so. As someone who has listened to TED
Talks. Bring her up on stage!
Before they...
Shake it, baby! Is this a TED Talk or is this a rock concert?
It's up to you.
This is my TED Talk about rock concerts.
This is my rock concert featuring Ted.
Yeah. I want to make a band called TED Talk.
And here's TED Talk. Woo!
Yeah.
I mean, I think part of the thing with driving is...
You like to drive.
I do like driving. I like
driving
a lot.
So you wouldn't give up your car to do autonomous driving?
Probably not. It's also a control thing. I like having control.
Well, what if I could tell you, you'd be sitting in the car... You could move to the passenger seat and mess on your computer, whatever. But at any moment, you could grab the steering wheel and take control.
I mean, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, well, I'm not, because that's not autonomous driving. But okay. That's how we get people to make the switch.
Here's the thing. That's going to make the roads safer all over for people. And you don't have to necessarily get the automotive...
Autonomous driving.
Autonomous driving, whatever. You need to have better...
Robot cars.
No. You need to have better public transportation in every city. I'm very serious about this.
Yes, I agree.
I think that if...
But what is a bus driver if not a lo-fi computer?
My point is that I really do think that if cities had better public transportation...
Automated buses. What about that?
Well, no, I'm not saying buses. I don't want buses. What I'm saying is like the Metrolink. Yeah. Or the...
Well, any of those. Automated. Save money.
Automated, that's fine. But I really do think that if you had a system like that, like a Metrolink in St. Louis, or the streetcar that we have in downtown Kansas City, you know, something like that.
But you still have drivers.
You do still have drivers. But I think if people had the option to be able to get where they were going safely... So that way they can check their email, make a phone call,
so
do these kind of things.
So you would not give up
if
a car,
I
though.
Well, my lifestyle does not require me to check emails and do those kind of things until I actually get to work. I don't have that lifestyle.
But what if you could eat a nice little breakfast on your way to work?
Read
a book, watch an episode of your favorite TV show.
If public transport was there, then I would probably just take that.
But what? Because here's the idea of, like, at some point, if we all get automated cars, there is no more owning a car. It's just a thing that comes up to your house, and you get in it, and it takes you where you go. And then when you get out, it leaves, and it takes someone else up to where they need to go.
I mean, sure. I don't know.
You know? I want it now.
Once again, though, like, the thing that I run into is the fact that my drive to work is, A, not that long.
No.
It's a straight shot.
No.
And it's just not... For me, personally, it doesn't mean that much. Now, if I could have an automated way... Either public transport way or a personal vehicle that could get me, like, to downtown, sign me up. I hate driving through downtown. Downtown is the absolute worst.
But it wouldn't be bad once automated driving is a thing.
Then in that case, then yeah, sure. But yeah. If on these side roads and on these, you know, more, I guess, private streets, if I can just drive my car, I would much rather do that.
What would you do?
If I could get...
What would you do if automated driving becomes a thing?
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to put up with it. And it's the system where cars show up to your place.
You know what I do? I buy a bike.
You get in and you... And, but you call a car.
Uh-huh.
The car pulls into your house or into your driveway.
Well, into the house?
Yeah, they're still working on it. Jeez. They pull into your driveway. You get out. You open it up. And there's a dead body in there. The driver before you. The person...
Where did this podcast just go?
It's a good question, though, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
If we have automated cars, there will be scenarios where people show up dead. Because people have heart attacks in cars. It happens.
Well, I mean, I think...
What would you do? Do you get in and go, I really got to get to fucking work?
Somebody else will deal with it. Call the police. Call the police and then I'd call my job.
Be like, and then hey, call I'm gonna for be another a car. Yeah. You know, somebody said the way you solve highway crowding and stuff.
Hold on. To go
No,
back.
No, we're good. We jumped over that. We're fine.
I mean, I think the car should be able to somehow recognize a heartbeat, whether it's in the seat or something.
Are you saying the car should be looking for a heartbeat? I'm looking for a heartbeat.
What I mean is that way, if there is a medical emergency.
Looking for a heart. Yeah.
Then the car itself, like if the car.
You should just put up a flag that's like, help.
Well, no.
Help me.
If there is a medical emergency, then what the car pulls up should to do.
The automated ambulance and it just kind of flips them into there. And then.
Well, I was going to say it would just reroute you to a doctor or a hospital depending on the medical emergency. I feel like
if they're dead, you should just reroute to a morgue.
All right. Moving on, since you're wanting to jump so bad. Jump, Zachary. Well,
I heard also say the way you solve congested highways and stuff is you just... Make it so that businesses stop having everyone come into work at 8 a.m. and everyone leave at 5
p.m. Oh, God, that'd be great. If I could change my work hours to, like,
and,
10 a.m.
Yeah.
To, I don't know.
You know what's going to really solve this problem? Oh, the internet. Great. Once we all have internet jobs, there won't need to be driving. You'll surf on. Yeah.
You are a step ahead of the game, aren't you? We've already got one of those.
I want automated cars. I never, ever want to drive.
No.
I want to get into a car.
So you want me?
And
who drives you everywhere?
Yeah, you are my automated car.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Oh.
Driving. It's fun.
I don't like it.
Do it.
It's dangerous.
I mean, I agree. It can be very
dangerous.
You've
seen me drive in GTA.
I have. It's terrifying.
You want me to drive?
No, I don't. I don't want you to drive. Ever.
I think if you get to a stop light, a red light, and the person ahead of you...
A light or a sign?
They are different. If the person ahead of you stops and there's no one else around, you can just follow them through the light. Anyways,
no!
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
That is not how that goes.
Thank
Comment.
You. Thank you for listening
Leave
to this episode
voice message.
Of
that
the
is
Chillcast.
Incorrect.
I'm
that
very sorry
incorrect.
That this episode was late. We'll try to make sure they don't end up late. Every day.
Side
every
note.
Sunday.
Side note.
No, I'm not going to let you finish. What's up?
Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive.
Sarah also, use your turn signals.
Use your fucking
turn
signals.
Because I will.
She will come for you.
I will come for you.
And then she'll put your body in an automated car and drop you off somewhere. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this wonderful episode of the Chillcast. Every
Thank
Sunday,
you.
Sometime on Sunday.
It'll get there. Eventually.
Bye.
Bye.